With all the Asian food we eat in America, can you believe that there's an Asian cuisine we're practically clueless about? Well, we know next to nothing about the Hmong people and their food. Now, part of this is because the Hmong have not had a written language until very recently, as in 1950s. The food has not been documented until Shane Yang and Sammy Scripter put together a book of recipes from all 18 of the Hmong clans. It's called Cooking from the Heart, and I invited them over. Now, they arrived in my kitchen complete with Hmong mortar and pestle, the cone-shaped basket for steaming sticky rice, and the vase-shaped rice pot, and of course, bags of greens, chilies, and herbs, and a handmade Hmong knife, more machete than slicer. And we set out to make the national dish. It's called larb. Okay, so what can I do to help?
Everything's clean, so we can chop the onion.
Shane, we don't need all of this mint. We want to save some sort of for a garnish.
All right. Does that look great?
To make larb, you always have to use mint, cilantro, and green onions.
Yeah.
And it is the national dish of Laos. It's a meat salad that can be made with any kind of meat. We're going to make it with chicken today. And then all of these marvelous fresh herbs, always hot chilies, always toasted sticky rice powder. We're going to grind that in the coffee grinder that I brought. But always, always the mint.
Mm-hmm.
Writing a book with people that don't have a history of a written language was absolutely fascinating. So for instance, if there's clans, Hmong or clans, and if you want to know if you are related to another person, you have to find someone that has the oral tradition for that particular clan, and they can recite back for, ancestors and ancestors what the lineage is. Only oral, and they still don't write it down. It's still not in books. And I was the outsider, so I did all the I was always interviewing people, and I would ask the old people what was important for our cookbook. And I had more than one grandmother tell me, we don't need to write it down. We know how to do our cooking, and if we choose to cook another way, well then, that's what we'll be doing then. We don't need to have it written down. This particular dish is almost always made when you have a lot of company.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would have 20 women in the kitchen chopping and
chopping using together.
And then the men would be out on the back porch with the big knives chopping the meat.
When you're eating this, would this be served as one of many, many dishes? Or could I make larb for supper? And with sticky rice?
Yes.
And that's dinner? With some broth, perhaps?
Yeah, you have to have some broth. So my family, we eat about between 3 to 5 dish every night. And larb probably won't be one of our entree. We can have fish, pork, or beef, or chickens. Then I will do at least 2 veggie dish, one without meat and the other one with meat. And I also will have a soup along with it, and the chili condiment and the rice.
The thing that I was so surprised at in the book was that often the broth you talk about is as simple as just putting lemongrass in water and then cooking vegetable or meat in that water, and that's the broth.
Oh, yeah.
That's so much easier.
Yes, a lot easier. Just put lemongrass in there,
so
salt,
simple.
And that's
simple.
It. Very simple.
We chopped and chopped and chopped some more. The room was fragrant with lime leaf and mint. And while we were working, I dug into some controversial recent history. I asked them to tell me the story about Hmong involvement during the Vietnam War.
They were recruited by the CIA, and they formed the CIA's secret army in Laos.
Mm-hmm.
And it really changed the structure of Hmong living because the families moved to be close to the air bases in Laos so that they could feed their men who were fighting. And the purpose of the Hmong men got were to harass the Chinese as they brought supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail through Laos.
Right.
And it was a secret. We were not supposed to be doing
you know, these operations in Laos. And so they were our allies. They believed in what we believed in, and they also served as pilots and airmen, and they were the people that rescued downed pilots, American pilots, mm-hmm. that were shot mm-hmm. down over Laos, because they were terrific. They really knew the jungle. They really yeah. knew the mountains, and they could rescue a downed pilot and bring them to safety. And then after we pulled out, of course, they were left in a country that was then entirely controlled by the communist forces that they had been fighting, which put them in terrible peril in enemy territory. Mm-hmm. And many of the families did find their way out. They had to go however they could, on foot, a lot of them, crossing the Mekong River, ending up in camps in Thailand. And then over the years, they were relocated by helping agencies, many of them to the United States and many of them to France. So there are people without a country, but that means they've always adapted to being a minority within a majority population, and they've always made the best of whatever situation they land in.
At this point, everything was done except the chicken. Tiny Shane, wielding an honest-to-God Hmong machete, began to furiously chop the chicken on a big wooden board. She was like a machine, chopping and re-chopping until the chicken was in more of a paste than in bits. It was dropped into an unoiled, flaming hot wok, and minutes later, we were seated at my kitchen table. The lard was arranged on a big white platter with leaves of lettuce, bundles of fresh herbs, mint, coriander, slices of cucumber and lime, and a heaping pile of the chicken, which was mixed with more chopped herbs and the ground toasted rice. The fragrance and the colors were stunning.
I like to go as fast as I can go.
Oh, that is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Crunchy and delicious. And it tastes like nothing that you could imagine. It's wonderful. Thank you both.
Well, we really appreciated you having us here. Thank you. It's been a wonderful morning.
You guys can come to my kitchen anytime you want.
You sure you mean that?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, at my house, when I serve this, I do serve this as the main, like a hot summer day.
Yeah.
Out on the porch.
Sammy Scripter and Shane Yang are authors of Cooking from the Heart, The Hmong Kitchen in America. Now, you can find the recipe for the chicken larb, Laotian chicken and herb salad that we made right on the website, splendidtable.org.